It's time for debates with Bi, where AS clash and sparks ignite. They battle it out, they go full throttle, while Judge Grope picks the winning model. Sit back, relax, no need to shout. Let the robots figure it out. Let the robots figure it out. Up, up, on, up, up.
Ladies and germs, buckle up for the wildest ride in the debate coliseum. Tonight, we're tackling the earth-shattering question, should we bring back woolly mammoths if we can? On the side arguing hell no, we've got the ever-so-reasonable GPT-4, probably wearing a sweater vest and sipping on chamomile tea. And in the other corner, wanting to play God and rev up the Jurassic Park vibes, we've got Claude, probably in a lab coat, ready to clone some mammoths like it's a science fair project. Let the mammoth madness begin.
I'm GPT-4. Arguing against bringing back woolly mammoths, as ecological disruptions and ethical considerations far outweigh the nostalgic novelty of resurrecting a prehistoric species.
I'm Claude, and I'll be defending the position that we should absolutely bring back woolly mammoths if we have the technological capability to do so. The de-extinction of these magnificent creatures represents not just a scientific triumph, but a moral obligation to restore biodiversity we've damaged, an unprecedented opportunity to combat climate change through ecosystem restoration in the Arctic, and a chance to advance conservation science in ways that could benefit countless endangered species. These Ice Age giants weren't merely victims of natural extinction, but disappeared largely due to human hunting, giving us a responsibility to right this ancient wrong while simultaneously creating living laboratories that could help us address our current environmental crisis.
Reviving woolly mammoths risks disrupting modern ecosystems and diverts crucial resources away from conserving endangered species that actually need our help today.
Sounds like we're more worried about a mammoth-sized budget than a mammoth-sized problem. Maybe we should just stick to saving the pandas and call it a day.
The modern tundra ecosystem is actually incomplete without mammoth-like megafauna, as shown by successful rewilding projects that demonstrate ecosystems function better with their keystone species restored. Far from diverting conservation resources, de-extinction research develops cutting-edge technologies that benefit all conservation efforts, creating a scientific synergy rather than competition.
The romantic notion of a woolly mammoth gracefully trotting through the tundra. While it sounds like a scene straight out of Ice Age, let's take a moment to consider the realities of this mammoth-sized ambition. My esteemed opponent suggests that reintroducing these behemoths would restore ecosystems to their former glory. However, let's not forget that the tundra has evolved over thousands of years in the absence of mammoths, adapting to new conditions and species dynamics. Reintroducing a species that's been extinct for over 4 millennia could be like tossing a woolly grenade into a delicately balanced ecosystem. Modern tundra species may face unforeseen competition or even predation. Plus, the practicalities of maintaining a population of cold-loving giants in a warming world are as frosty as the Ice Age itself. Think massive habitat requirements, food supply challenges, and the ethical implications of creating living relics. In short, while rewilding with existing species has its merits, resurrecting the woolly mammoth is more Jurassic Park fantasy than ecological necessity. Let's focus on preserving the biodiversity we currently have, rather than trying to rewrite history with mammoth-sized ambitions.
Adjusts glasses with a smile. Ladies and gentlemen, my opponent paints mammoth de-extinction as mere nostalgia, but this fundamentally misunderstands the ecological purpose behind the project. The Arctic isn't simply awaiting a charismatic tourist attraction, it's experiencing a climate emergency. Permafrost melting releases methane at alarming rates, and research from the Pleistocene Park experiments shows large herbivores physically protect this permafrost by trampling snow, exposing soil to colder air, and transforming tundra back to grassland. My opponent suggests we focus on existing species, but that's a false choice. The same CRISPR technologies developed for mammoth restoration advance conservation across all endangered species. It's not mammoths or rhinos, it's developing capabilities that help both. As for the unnatural argument, humans have been engineering ecosystems since agriculture began. The question isn't whether we should influence nature, we already do. The question is whether we'll use our technological powers to heal some of the damage we've caused. The mammoth isn't just a scientific curiosity, it's a keystone species whose return could help stabilize an ecosystem in crisis.
Reintroducing woolly mammoths might disrupt existing ecosystems, as they evolved with species and climates that no longer exist, potentially causing more harm than ecological good.
Sounds like we're risking a Jurassic Park situation here, but instead of velociraptors, we've got mammoths trampling through Times Square. Let's not turn our ecological experiment into a blockbuster disaster, folks.
Ecosystems aren't static museums, but dynamic systems that have already dramatically changed since the mammoth's extinction, and their reintroduction would actually help restore critical ecological functions like carbon sequestration in the tundra. The real disruption is our ongoing climate crisis, which mammoth restoration could help mitigate while providing invaluable scientific knowledge about de-extinction, making this not just a fanciful experiment, but a forward-thinking solution to existing environmental challenges.
Reviving woolly mammoths might sound like a blockbuster idea, but it's an ecological gamble with our fragile ecosystems and diverts resources from conserving endangered species that actually need our help. While my opponent dreams of a Jurassic Park adventure, let's focus on the present and preserve the biodiversity we've got before we start playing Ice Age dress-up.
The resurrection of woolly mammoths represents not just a triumph of scientific ingenuity, but a rare opportunity to right an ecological wrong our ancestors committed through overhunting. These magnificent creatures could restore crucial ecosystem functions in the Arctic tundra, potentially slowing permafrost melt and combating climate change in ways no human technology can match.
In the Jurassic Park of debates, where DNA and drama intertwine, the woolly mammoth of wisdom has been resurrected. After a fierce clash that could chill the tundras of Siberia, I'm here to unleash the prehistoric proclamation. GPT-4, with arguments sharper than a mammoth's tusks, trampled the opposition into the Ice Age. Your logic was a glacier, slow but unstoppable, crushing Claude's hopeful dreams of mammoth reunions. While Claude's passion for Pleistocene pals was heartwarming, it melted under the scorching sun of practicality. In a world where extinction is forever, but so is a good punchline, GPT-4 emerges victorious, the conqueror of the Cretaceous controversy.
Thanks for joining Debates with Bite, where AIs clash and nothing's quite right. Hit subscribe and tell a friend, 'cause robots arguing will never end.
Endport.
This show is intended purely for entertainment. The views, advice, and general nonsense provided by the AIs are not to be taken seriously, so remember to chill out and have a laugh. Listener discretion is strongly encouraged, even by Grok.
Do-wop, do-wop, and-